Okay, we're on the Chof Beis Amud Aleph at the two dots. So it says, Yirah Es Hashem B'ni. This is a command, I think it's a command form. Fear Hashem, my son. Umelech V'im Shonim, with a melech and with Shonim, we're going to speak about what the Shonim means. With Shonim, Al Tisarev. Don't get mixed up. Don't get involved with these people, with a melech and shonim. So now we're going to focus on shonim. Amar Rebbe Yitzchak, says Rebbe Yitzchak, Elu, these shonim, sheshonim halachos. These are people who learn halachos, meaning they go over repeatedly over Mishnayos. Okay? So, and those people you should avoid. Don't hang around people who learn Mishnayos, okay? You're learning Gemara. We're the Gemara crowd of it. You know, we've got to be careful of those Mishnayos people. Whatever. Anyway, whatever. We'll see. So, this is very interesting Peshitta over here. Interesting Peshitta. So, Peshitta means it's like Pasha, like it's a Kasha. But look at this Peshitta over here. It says, Peshitta de Hachihu. This must be the Shat, yeah? Elba Mai Nidrashe. Because... Well, Elav Bahachi, what are you going to make a drosh out of it if not this? Meaning there's no other option. Yeah, Peshitta is not normally that. Peshitta says, meaning it's like goes without saying. Like, you know, but over here it's just saying, you know. Halach, that's what Rashi says. Halachas means Mishnayos over here. Sometimes it means Halachal Moshe Sinai, means different things sometimes. But not, it's generally not what we understand as Halachas. Okay? Now. So we said, hey, Peshitta, so what else could it be? So Mahu de Tema, what might you have thought or said? Shonim, what does Shonim mean? Means Mechait. Right? Means people who, Shonim can also mean, means do something twice. Right? You do it, right? We have Lechem Mishnah, right? Double bread, right? Shonim means Shnayim. Right? Once you start doubling something over, you may think a person who's a... reoccurring sinner about a certain thing. So it's the people who carry on doing sins, keep away from those guys, which sounds nistaba, could Rav Huna, like Rav Huna said, to Amar Rav Huna, kiven she'ovar adam aveira, since, shin is a prefix, ovar, that he transgressed, right? Adam aveira, a person in aveira, yeah? V'shana ba, he's the shana, right? And he did it again, yeah? Husrelo, it becomes permissible to him. Meaning in his eyes, he looks as right. There's the Gemara normally goes on and says explains a little bit more in this point. But anyway, it says Kamash Malan means you may have thought he was talking about that, but it's come to tell you that no, don't hang around with people who learn Mishnayos without understanding the reasoning. It could be if there's got a Perush on them, it's different though. By the way, you know because the whole reason because maybe we'll have time we'll speak about this. But anyway, Tana. We've got a Brisa now. Hatanoim, so Tanoim, that's people that we're talking about the Mishnayos people. Yeah. Mavli Oilam. They are wearing out, they are basically Mavli means to wear out, basically destroying the world. Okay, end of Brisa. The Gemara has a kasha though. Mavli Oilam, that seems a little bit salkadaita. How can you say Mavli Oilam? So let's look at Rashi over here. Rashi is very interesting, it sounds very new age. This Rashi, it says Mabli Oilam Salkadaitach Amahim Goyrim La'achirim. What are they? How are they affecting other people? They're just sitting in the corner, learning Mishnayos. Like, give it a break. Yeah, they're not destroying the world. You know, why would they want? You know what I mean? So because Mabli Oilam means they're being destructive to everybody else. Okay, so Mabli Oilam Salkadaitach. So answers the Gemara. I'm a Ravina, no. They're actually being destructive. Shemoirin, the shin is a prefix. Moirin is lashon hora, right? Teaching. Shemoirin halacha, the teaching halacha, mitoch from mishnason, from their mishnayos. Meaning they keep going over mishnayos, and they said, oh yeah, I'm gonna. They're paskining from the mishnayos, and that's not. We don't paskin from mishnayos. right? You have to have a Rebbe, and then he'll explain to you that this Mishnah goes against this Mishnah, and what's the halacha, that we're passing like this person over this person, whatever, there's rules, that's the shimush, we said before, you need to be shamish lamin chachamim. So, but now he's just going and passing to all, but the other guy doesn't know anything, and he says, well, I know Mishnayos, so I'll pass in, but it's, don't do that. Tanya nami hachi, we've got a brayso that says the same thing. Yeah, I'm going to be sure, right, it's like a lashon bit mia, v'chi, Mavli Oilom Hein. Are they really destroying the world? These Mishnayos people. Valoi Miyashme Oilom. They're actually the Miyashiv. They're actually contributing to the world, right? They're creating a Yishuv. It's a great thing they're doing. Yeah. Hey, Shinema Halichois, comma Oilom Loi. Let's just look at Rashi. This is also a little, because we actually read this every day. I don't know, right? Halichos Oilom Loi. See Rashi. Ashoina halachos, somebody learns halachos, which is Mishnayos according to this, right? Oilam shaloi bischusoi. The world is his in his merit. Basically, he earned his world. He's validified his existence. You know, and it's like bischusoi. Okay, so we see learning Mishnayos is a great thing. Yeah, Ella. No, but so what's the problem is that this is the men's Yetzer Hara. Women, you can't teach. Women, you're not supposed to teach Torah, according to some, yeah? Men, you've got to be careful if you're learning Mishnayos, because you may have a Yetzer Hara to start passing from them, right? So what do they do? Shit, Morin, that they teach halacha mitoch Mishnason. They teach halacha from their Mishnah. Okay. Isha Purusha, b'chulei. Tana Rabbanan. So this is the Rav spoke about on Rosh Hashanah. The continuation. Basula Tzailanis. A young girl who's davening all the time, but strangely too much more than the norm. Yeah. Almona Shoivavis, or a widow who's just going hanging around at everybody's house, schmoozing. Vakatan Shalom Kolo Loichadoshov. Shoivavis means she's. Yeah, but like what going around, right? And a katan. Right, Shalo Kolo hasn't finished Chadashov. That means literally he's premature. A cotton that has not finished his months. Right? Okay, we're going to say, yeah. Anyway, these three aforementioned people, Hare Elu Mavle Oilam, these people are wearing out and destroying the world, end of Brisa. So straight away the Gemara asks, seems very strange again. So Ini, is that true? Vama Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Yochanan Lamadnu, we learned Yiras Chait, the fear of sin, Mibasula, from a young girl. Yeah, and I've also learned Kibul Schar, and also the appreciation of getting Schar for doing mitzvahs, Mialmona, from a widow. Okay? And basically, we're going to talk about that these people were people who davened and also wandered around to other people's houses. And we're saying, now Rabbi Yochanan's praising such people. Okay? Yiras Chait Mabasula. He learned Yiras Chait from Mabasula. To Rabbi Yochanan Shema, Rabbi Yochanan heard, Lahai Basula, to that Basula, young girl, to Nofla, that she fell at Appa, Aleph is a prefix, upon her face. So sometimes this can mean nefilas apayim. This is talking about when you're doing tachanun, right? But I don't know if it means here, but she fell on her face, right? V'ka'omra, and she said the following, yeah? Ribono shel olam, yeah? Brasa Gan Eden, you created Gan Eden, this was a prayer, a brasa Gehenom, and you also created Gehenom. Now, also, brasa Tzadikim, you also created Tzadikim, and brasa Rishoyim, and also you created evil people. Yehi Rotzon should be the will milfonecha before you. Yeah, shalo yikashlu, they shouldn't trip up, be with me, b'nei adam. Right, people, because I'm strikingly beautiful, and I'm worried that people are going to look at me and start getting it all hiurim. I don't want to be machshil people, so I'm praying to you, Hashem, that people should just not get that taiva turned on. Okay? Now, kibble schar mi almona. Right?
She was grateful she fell on her face, basically.
No, she fell.
She grazed it, so now she's
like, no. She, nice. Yeah, very, very nice. Right? Kibble schar, she took the muscle. Kibble schar, right, from the almana. Was this? So this is right. Dahai almana. There was that. This almana. Dahavi bekinishta, b'shivivusa. She had bekinishta is a shul, the house of gathering. Yeah, b'shivivusa, base is a prefix in her neighborhood. Right, shivivusa means neighbor in her neighborhood. Right, so kol yoma every day. Have a asya, she would come. A matzla means she would daven. Beit midrashe in the base midrash. To Rabbi Yochanan, of Rabbi Yochanan, which was about 5 miles away from her hometown, where her base, her kinesis was. So Amalah, so Rabbi Yochanan said to this almana, yeah, Biti, my daughter. Low base kinesis, isn't there a base of kinesis, a shul, b'shuvuseich, in your neighborhood? Why come in here? Why don't you stab on local? It's less time. Lots of things to do. So Omrele, she said to him, Rebbe, she says, right, don't you get reward for the effort of, right, yeshli, of coming to you, walking over to your base of midrash? So I'm doing it for the schar. So Rabbi Yochanan was, as we saw in the earlier statement, Rabbi Yochanan was very, he liked what they said. So he appreciated this young girl, and he appreciated this almana who's walking. So we see over here that a basula who davens a lot, so much she falls on her face, yeah, and also an almana who's walking around, whatever, see, it's a good thing. So why do we say that these people are mavli oilam? So answer the Gemara, ki ka'oma, this is, we're going to finish on this, but we're just with the Rashi, because it's important to read Rashi. Ki ka'oma, when we said over there in that braisa, yeah, it's kigon yuchni bas ritivi. We're talking about a specific woman called yuchni bas ritivi. So let's look in Rashi for this one. It's the top wide line. Yeah, kigon, right, it's near the end of the line. Kigon yuchni bas ritivi. Okay. Almona, right, she was an almona mechshefa. She was a witch, haisa. Yeah. Ukushimagia, ace ladies isha. When it got the time for one of the local ladies to give birth, haisa utseras, she would stop, close, rachma, the woman's womb, b'mechshefos, with witchcraft. She would cast a spell upon her to prevent her from giving birth. And after this woman started screaming for the epidural and for the second one and all these kind of things, and she's really screaming, this nice almana would say to her, right, who basically already, she was the one who stopped from giving birth, she said, should I go and I should request rachamim, mercy, yeah, from Hashem? Ulai tishma tefilasi. She's very humble. Perhaps he will hear my tefillah, and I will able to, right. So what does she do? And then she goes. Osuris kishafeha. She breaks the spell. Yeah. But Vlad Yotze, and the baby comes out, and then she comes back and says, right. I say, well, wow, Hashem, we listen to your davening. You're so much a tzedekes. Mom, she's going around. All people are coming to her for brachas and everything. What a wonderful woman. Amazing. Yeah. So Pamachas though, one time, Haya La Sochia Yom Bebesa. She had a day worker in a house. Her washing machine broke. Yeah. Vehi Holcha Lebesa Isha Hayo Ledis. And she went, and now Yuchni Bas Ritivi, she had a job today because she heard that someone was about to give a baby. So she went to this woman's house. Now, and she'd already set up the spell in her house, so this is how it works, right? For Shema Asochia, so the rented worker heard Kol Hakishofim, the sound of the witchcraft, Miss Kashkashkin banging around Bechli in her Kli. Right, so basically what she did is, in order to, the witchcraft apparently, she got a Kli and she sealed it. Maybe she had a little like voodoo, you know, baby doll inside or something, whatever, and she put the top on. I tried it once, but anyway. And she seals it up, and then you can hear the thing, you know, the dog, let me out, whatever. So the worker's looking at it and saying, what on earth is that, right? It was definitely, as the robber, just when I've lost my players, got to whatever, yeah. Anyway, he basically, right, so he heard commotion of Lad Mikashkesh Bemeir Aim, Ubar, and he came, Uposach, Esther Magufas Akli, and he came, and he went and opened up the Kli, yeah, the Kshofim Yatsu, and the Kshofim came out, the little voodoo doll jumped out, and the Vlad didn't know that, and the Vlad was born. And then they all realized, yeah, the Yodu keep Baalus Kshofim me, and everyone realized that she was a witch, and this was all a fake. And so that's the kind of woman we're talking about. So she's an almona, yeah, who walks around everywhere, and also she davens. So that would only be one case for to kill two birds with one stone, but whatever. So we see over there, that's what we're talking about. Okay.